It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Kenneth Johnston.
I'm not sure if you've heard of Scrapyard Golf. Scrapyard Golf at Glengormley bills itself as probably the world's craziest indoor golf adventure. Well, I hadn't heard of it either, let alone played it until recently. It was a venue chosen for a reunion of a team from our church who had gone out to support our partner church in Croatia in the summer of 2023. It was so good to meet up again with the team of mostly young people and a few not so young, to remind ourselves of the great time we had had in Croatia and how God had blessed us during our time away, and to have some fun playing crazy golf, which undoubtedly lived up to its billing. In August 2023, we had flown from Dublin to Zagreb in northern Croatia, most of us not knowing what to expect, even though we had met and been briefed by the pastor Nathaniel and his family earlier in the year in Northern Ireland. While in Croatia, we were involved in kids' clubs, church services, gospel distribution and outreach, among other things, including encouraging the pastor, his family and the church family. What a privilege it is to be in partnership in the gospel with another church in a part of Europe which has a very small number of evangelical Christians. As with all of these things, what we received as individuals and as a group far outweighed anything that we were able to give. The church in Croatia is relatively young, and just like the churches in the New Testament, has faced difficulty from the beginning of its existence and in the recent past, including opposition to the gospel, war, and dealing with COVID. In spite of, or maybe as a result of the difficulties, the church in Croatia is thriving and continues to be a light and a courageous gospel witness to their local community and right across Croatia. God has indeed been faithful. Like our Croatian brothers and sisters, our response to God's faithfulness should be thankfulness and confidence as we move into the future that God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will continue to meet all our needs, both spiritually and materially. The greatest evidence of God's faithfulness is the gift of his Son, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. As we consider God's faithfulness to ourselves, to the church in Croatia and his people worldwide, it should fill us with a renewed confidence in God, which is so evident in the church in Croatia in spite of the opposition it faces. So as we look to the future, let us do what it tells us in Hebrews. Fix our eyes on Jesus, who endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.